started on tonight. We'll pray for us that we'll jump into the lesson. Father God, we just bless your name on today, and we just glorify you for all that you do, and we just give you the praise for who you are. We just ask you to give us wisdom and understanding on tonight so that we may continue to go forward and put it into action. And we just praise you, Father, that you forgive. In the name of your Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. All right, we're dealing with true understanding of the church, and then there's some things that we're kind of, I said we'll be kind of jumping in and out of as far as training school is concerned. And then we'll be repeating some things that we go as we continue to go forward with this series of lessons. And so we're going to go back to Acts chapter 1, and then we'll pick up some things. Acts chapter 2, and then we'll look at some things in there, because I believe we had left off up here, in Sabbath worship. We was along the line of finishing chapter 2. So we'll start in chapter 2 again, and then we'll move forward from there, and then we'll continue on again in Sabbath services with these chapters. And I kid you not, y'all, some things that we'll come into some understanding of is vowed for where we are as a ministry, and also for where we're headed and what God is doing as far as the remnant of Israel is concerned, as well as the Gentiles. There's some things that we'll really get a clear understanding of. You know, I said it on Sabbath, in Sabbath worship and Sabbath service, and I was like, man, Paul was really misunderstood. There are a lot of people, the nation of Israel as well as the Gentiles, they really have misunderstood Paul's mission, his writings, and we're gonna come into the understanding these next few weeks, and it's life changing. So I'm excited about it. I'm just looking forward to it. Okay. So we'll start at, I guess, here, just trying to see the best place to start. We'll start at verse, we'll just start at verse 30, since this is dealing with our father David. We'll just start at verse 30, and then we'll move down into these other chapters, and then we'll go forth from there. And there are some things that I've shared with Elder, and I want to share it with you guys also. Okay, Elder and I, we have talked about it, so we spend a lot of time together. But since we've been doing some things as far as this room is concerned, we've been just kind of doing things and talking and going, back and forth and things like that. So I wanted to share some things that Yah had me to reveal to him so that you guys can also understand it. And then, yes, ma'am.
And I must say, an awesome job on the room.
Amen. Amen. I mean, Yah's good. He's, and how he... how he touched, the hearts of Elder to move forth and do some things as far as this room was concerned. And matter of fact, I'll go ahead and just kind of, before we get into the lesson, I'll just go ahead and kind of share some things. One thing I said to him, if you remember that, I said, there are some things y'all won't allow me to teach, He will keep me silent. And you notice that sometimes I'll say things, I'll be like, I see a lot of things, and I have understanding of a lot of things I said, but sometimes silence is wisdom. And Yah will Yahweh at times calls me to be silent about some things. And again, you know, I'm kind of putting Elder out on this here, even this part too, because there's some things I've had to share with him, and he'll tell you that I was like, you know, son, I wanted to share this with you so bad. I'm not going to go in detail between he and I. I'm like, I wanted to share this with you so bad, but y'all wouldn't allow me. And I'm like, because there are things that you had to come into an understanding from your heart, your mental state. And so I said, there are things that I couldn't say to you until you had the enlightenment from Yah. Once Yah enlightened you, then I could now teach what I had an understanding of. So from a perspective of this project here, what I told Elder, I said Yah had informed me that he was not going to allow us to go into the building until we finished this here. And I said, you know, he was like, really? I said, yeah. I said, but I couldn't inform y'all on that. I had to allow Yah to start to deal with hearts in order for that to take place, because it was Yah was like, I'm not going to allow you to do it. He was like, you're not the reason why it's like that. And so I'm not going to allow you to do it. He's like, everything that's going on with it was from the perspective of the church, so the church has to do it. And he's like, I'm not gonna allow you to say anything. I'll deal with it. I'll start to deal with parts that are hard to get it to get done what needs to be done. And so it turned out, you know, excellent. You know, and I thank y'all for, you know, the efforts that, you know, Elder made and getting the things in place that was necessary, not to glorify him, but to glorify Yah. Okay, and so it's vitally important for all of us to understand what's taking place as far as the ministry is concerned. Now, one of the things that I'll just go there, man. He's tugging on me about. Let me see. He's taking me in another direction. Let me just put it up here. I'm temporary. I know it's in Samuel, but 2 Samuel chapter 2, let's go now. Now I understand why he has me dealing with Acts chapter 2. Okay, 2 Samuel chapter 2. Chapter 7, verse 1 says, and it came to pass when the king sat in his house, and Jehovah had given him rest round about from all his enemies, this is David, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, see now, I dwell in the house of cedar, but the ark of Yah dwelleth within curtains. And Nathan said to the king, go, do all that is in thine heart, for Jehovah is with thee. And then, as we know, we have the dream, and he has the dream, and Yah says that he's going to tell David that he's going to basically allow his son Solomon to build his house. Well, as we're making the this is a transition that we're going through, and so Yah wanted to do it here first before he did it on Connor. And so what he was doing was allowing the ministry to be tested and dealt with from a perspective of of understanding how important it was to finish here before we even set foot in there. The excellence here, I don't know what I'm about to say, it's just y'all. The excellence here determines the excellence there. What state we had left in here would have been the state that it would have been there. Okay? And so it's vitally important for that to be understood. Now, as we're dealing with this as a whole, we got to now keep the focal point by which we are called to be as far as the ministry is concerned. Who are we, first of all? Huh? I can't hear you. No, I'm talking about local now. United Ministries. Okay, what does that mean? What are we? You remember the definition that we deal with? What is it? We're United Front. That's the primary thing that you remember. We're United Front. What? For what? What purpose now?
To bridge the gap.
All those things are correct, but we are United Front in order to be the luminousness. The luminousness to right to Yahushua. And so everything that we do, see y'all touch Elder's heart, but at the same time you all gotta be touched. This is no individual thing. Okay? And so y'all touch his heart. See, let me just give you understanding of something. Who was responsible for removing the asbestos out of the building? Who wrote the paperwork? I did.
No, you did.
Well, United Ministries were responsible for the cleanup. United Front. This got to be instilled in us here. That's why I was excited about when y'all touched the hall. I'm like, okay, I couldn't say nothing. I couldn't say nothing. And he kept asking stuff. You know, I was like, son, look at you, I am, man. I don't care, man. Just do what you do, man. I don't care. What kind of this you want? I don't care. You know, I told him last night, I'm happy with two sticks and a rock, man. I'm a country boy. You know, and so what we're doing here is, and what I mean by what God is doing with us here is establishing here what He wants everywhere, and everything that we do, we were represented as a united front. Y'all was saying, okay, you talking about Connor? You have some work to do now. Now the work is done, now watch what takes place. Isn't it ironic that I was talking about as far as the paperwork was concerned, that I was waiting to the new year? I mean, this is something that just kind of popped up, you know. I'm just saying out of the blue, it really was not the blue, but I'm just saying it from that perspective because y'all said, okay, I got to push this forward because I'm about to do something and I got to start representing it everywhere, in every facet as far as the ministry is concerned. So this is the initial stages of Connor and then also Honeygrow. Honeygrow will have to look like this. Connor will have to look like this. And the bar has been set. Everything we have to do has to be at the highest degree of excellence as far as ministry is concerned. And we got to always make sure we're all on the same page. We also have to keep this mindset. Regardless if I do it, if elders do it, if any one of you do it, it is all about the kingdom. Now, he and I, we've talked, and we're always on the same page as far as stuff like that is concerned, so he knows my mindset and how I operate and different things like that. We're a lot alike in a lot of areas. So it's vitally important for each one of us to understand. And that's why Yah was like, okay, it is vitally important for them. Because as we ended this in Sabbath worship, Yah was like, okay, you start back in Acts chapter 2 at the end where you ended. Why? Now all of this is starting to make sense now. When you go back, we go back to Acts chapter 2 now. We start at verse 30. It says, again, this is talking about David. It says, therefore, being a prophet and knowing that Yah had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. We dealt with all that. I'm not going to spend a lot of time with that. Verse 32 says, this Yehoshua hath Yah raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of Yah exalted, and having received the Father of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into heaven, but he said himself that Jehovah said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. I'm just reading now, y'all, just to get to where we need to be. 36 says, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that Yah hath made that same Yehoshua whom ye crucified, both Jehovah and Christ, Mashiach. Verse 30 says, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Verse 38 says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yehoshua Mashiach for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Verse 39 says, for the promise, I'm still just reading, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as Jehovah our Yah shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. Now here's where we want to be now. Verse 41 says, then they gladly received his words, were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Yah is preparing, or had prepared, for us now to start receiving souls. Beforehand, we weren't ready, and I couldn't explain it. He wouldn't allow me to teach it. So as we continue to move forth and stay unified, a united front, being on one accord in the things that we do, Yah will continue to add. Now, as we see this here, this is where we left off last week now. Verse 42 saying, they continued. This must continue. This can't stop. But at the same time, we must all now continue. It just can't be, you know, a few. It just can't be the few that's committed. Everyone has to be on one accord and make sure that we're all on the same page in whatever we do. I'm going to be blunt by the Holy Ghost. As we get down to these verses, you guys are going to realize something about yourself, whether it's you physically, whether it's you financially, whether it's you, whatever skill you may have, we're all going to come into a realization of something from what we have been called to be and to do at the United Ministry, because we got to set this standard for the body. And y'all started right here. So as we deal with it, saying they continue, we must continue steadfast. First of all, in the doctrines that's being taught here, you have to retain the information. We have to retain this information. Each one of you, whether you're here physically or whether you're listening in via conference call, we have to make sure those that are listening, as far as some form of media that we have, you know, have it now. Those who were here must understand that we're God, bring us together. We're doing something specific for his glory, and all of us must be on the same page. And we got to be steadfast about it. Okay? We all have to have that same mindset set in order to go to the facet or level, however you want to put it, by which God has called us to be. Everybody has to have this mindset of excellence, and we continue to go forth with it and be steadfast with it across the board. We got to continue in the doctrine that's being taught and also fellowship. Okay? Verse 32, and they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul. It ain't just talking about those that are out there. We got to start here. We all who are listening, whether you're here, physically or some form of media, we all have to reverence. We all have to, it has to come upon us. We have to reverence what we see God is doing. I can tell you something. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to tell you. Ella will tell you when he was on his world. I'm trying to slow down. When I get to going fast, sometimes I stutter. That's because y'all give me so much information. Explain what happened when you was coming up sidewalk.
Well, I heard doing a lot, but I personally, I knew he unlocked it because he knew I was here. Not that he saw me, I just knew he knew I was here. And when I opened the door, I didn't see him nowhere, but I just knew that I from my perspective, I knew that y'all had chilled with him and he unlocked the door because I was here. But it wasn't like I talked to him, it wasn't like I called him, it wasn't like he didn't even know when I would come.
Well, that's how I talked to you about last night.
Yeah.
The last time I talked to him. Now, he just explained what he was experiencing. He knew by the Spirit that I knew he was here. Show you what's going on. Now, we all have to be steadfast and continue in what we're revealing. Now, he knew when he got here that I knew he was here. His perception was letting him know that I knew he was here. Now, I'm going to tell you what I heard. I had music going. Okay? So I'm playing music. Music is up loud and stuff like that because, I very seldom, watch TV and stuff like that. And so I got the music going loud. Here's what I hear. And then he's going to finish telling you what he was doing. Here's what I heard by the Spirit, not knowing he was even here. What I heard by the Spirit is a door swing. Now, mind you, music is up loud, right in front of me. So I'm physically hearing nothing but music with my ears, but my perception now, God is doing something with us. And so I have to put it this way. What's slowing down is flowing. What's slowing down up on us is continuing to flow down. In other words, what's happening with what the doctrine that's being taught here, what happens to everyone that hears the doctrine and be steadfast in it. Y'all have no respect for persons. Now, here's what I hear. I hear a door slam. When I hear a door slam, I hear somebody would seem to be singing or something, and I immediately said, okay, Alan is here. I go and unlock the door and turn around and walk out. Well, before I when I said that I started to walk, and then I went to look out the window, and then that's when I saw his car, and so I just unlocked the door and went on back to where I was. And like I said, when he come in, I was nowhere to be found, but I went right back doing what I was doing. Now, I remember now I heard the door shut. Then I heard him singing. What were you doing?
I was singing, but I came in.
Singing. I heard him come up the sidewalk singing. Sign of Spirit.
That's what I was doing.
All the stuff
we've been talking about in teaching, you know, we've been talking about these supernatural things, things that's happening, things that will happen that will cause Yah to be able to make a clear determination what is his remnant of people, what are the true saints and what is not, that kind of stuff. That kind of stuff that seems irrelevant, but there's no way to make a connection to why I was hearing what I was hearing, but I hear it plain as day. Heard the door shut plain as day. Heard him singing, coming up the sidewalk, as plain as day. Did not even know he was there.
And then when I walked through the door, I knew you knew I was there.
Right.
I didn't even see him, but I knew he knew I was there.
So confident that he was there, I went and unlocked the door. Then looked out the window. To give us the understanding of what Yah is really doing with us as a ministry. We are indeed a united front. We are indeed that. But in order for Yah to take it to where he's going to take it, each one of you that are here in my door, Peter. What I mean by here, I'm talking about here physically. Here as far as your ears are concerned, your understanding is concerned, some form of social media. Those of you who are hearing this, Yah is allowing you to hear this for a reason because there's something going on with you. There's something special about you that made Yah choose you to be a part of a united front. So, So verse 42 said, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and breaking up bread. What is the doctrine that we're making sure that we are the repairs of the breach, using Yah's word precept upon precept, line upon line, teaching the word like the apostles and the prophets and all of those who Yah inspired to write scripture. We're teaching what they teach word for word. We're not saying this is my interpretation. We're saying this is what they said. So that's the apostles' doctrine. We're continuing not in our doctrine, but the apostles' doctrine. We're continuing on what they started. We're going back to the foundation. And so because of that, Yah is saying, okay, I got to get them ready on every front. Where they are temporarily, I have to cause it to look like where they're going. Okay? And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer, and fear came upon every soul. It has to start with us. We have to reverence Yah. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Isn't it strange that Elder perceived that I know he's here and I'm hearing things? Here you got signs and wonders manifesting because as we become more and more unified in a united front and becoming one functioning machine, Yah said, watch what I'll do. Let whatever you do, let people see me and watch what I do. I mean, he put this thing together awesome, man. But I give the credit to Yah. Because we are a united front. I did an awesome job in putting paperwork together. But Yah, look what Yah's doing. That has to be our mindset in everything that we do. And when Yah stays, when we stay focused on Yah like that, then it puts us in position now where we are operating in that reverence. And Yah said, watch me do some wonderful things. Watch me let you start seeing stuff that you normally don't see and hear stuff that you normally don't hear. Watch me open doors that normally don't open. Watch me do things with you that has never been done before. Even the gentleman who did the actual work, the thing that has happened in his life from just being connected to this project here is a life-changing tool. life changing to him. Or it got to the point before it said and done. He was like, man, y'all just tell me what you want to give me. I don't even care no more. Just whatever, man. Y'all had touched his heart that much, but it wasn't like that when he originally started. But because we kept staying on the same page, we kept allowing y'all to deal with us, and we kept adjusting and making things work and still making him be accountable and stuff like that. Y'all touched his heart. This guy never be the same again. Signs and wonders. Verse 43, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together. This is what I'm talking about. All of us must be together. Okay? Anytime we do something, we must have our mindset where we understand that we're all together, no matter what. If I turn the screw, y'all turn the screw. If elders turn the screw, we all turn the screw. We have to represent what God has put in us to represent, because in doing so, he will get the glory out of it, and he will continue to manifest his, manifest his word in our life. Okay? Now, I say that for a specific reason. So that you who didn't physically have a part to still feel like you're a part. And for those who had a part to understand that it's still everybody's part. Because we don't want no schism. We don't want no confusion. So it's vitally important for us to understand that fear has to be on all of us. We all have to be together at all times. We are a united front. We got to represent it better than everybody. If you notice one thing I said, now most of the time, now Elder, he teaches, quite often, not here lately because there's some things that y'all have been having me to do. But if you notice one thing that I always say, I'm not going to teach, but I always say we came with that understanding. I always keep your mind focused on united front. So I said, God given us this revelation. Well, I'm the forefront of it, but it's always us. Okay? And verse 44 again, and all that believed were together and had all things common. We must have everything in common. When you look at the word common, I'll put it up here. When you look at the word common, it means the word is given here. I don't think it should be there. I'm going to continue to run the research because it doesn't make sense at this point. It's companionship. You have to keep going back because at first it was saying some definitions that just didn't fit. It was an association. So, in other words, everybody was connected to everything that was going on. You have to feel connected to what else is done. If you don't, y'all gonna move y'all out of the way. You can't feel disconnected to what's been. Y'all did this. You can't feel disconnected by y'all touching the minds of him to do some things. You can't feel disconnected from that and be united from it. I'm hearing this now. Shoot. Y'all ought to be just as proud as you. If you're not, don't move. Something wrong with that. You should be just as excited. See, he friends. Matter of fact, we both stand around here. We both look at each other. If we stand around, hands in our pockets, looking around. We'll shut the thing. We'll play with the blind a little bit. And we'll move stuff around. We'll open the door and come back, sit down, and look around again. It's the same. Each one of you should be the same. Because what Yah is doing, he's doing it with a united front.
Pastor?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a picture up on my monitor, so I'm looking at it like I'm looking at y'all, even though y'all not there. So Alan can take a picture with y'all in it so I can have that on my screen watching while I listen.
I'm telling y'all, that's the mindset that we should have. The same way when we finish con, remember about that week, when we finish con, I walk around in there and, you know, I remember how I looked a year ago. I remember every time you go in there, you stumble all over the debris. And I'm going in there with a gun loaded because I don't know if I'm going to have to shoot somebody. Now I'm just going in, just walking around, everything, just like just looking around because we're seeing phases of it come to pass. You should be able to come in here and look at it and see where you're going. Well, I come ahead and sit down, look around, you know. Hey, when all y'all leave, you know, I'll probably come back and sit down and look around again. And, you know, just talk. It testifies where we're going. And each one of you should have all things in common and excited to see where we're going. If you're not, you're probably not going. That's how serious it is. Y'all not playing with us. Now, as we continue to deal with this, now, and y'all don't respect the person. You know, if Pastor Barnes is not excited, then he's not going. We all have to be a united front. Okay, now, as we continue on now, we'll look at verse 44 again. It said, all that believed were together and had all things, not some of it. We don't get in common now. Companionship, partnership when con is finished. Sorry, baby. Sorry. All things, not some of them. Not some companionship. All things in common. And it's so that you remember what I said about you? I said that's the things you're gonna realize about yourself. Everything you have built and gathered has not been for you. We're all coming into that revelation now. All of our possessions are for the kingdom. See, now most preachers, they won't tell you that. They'll tell you your possession is, you know, to give your stuff so that they can have possession. I can tell less about possession. You know, I've had nothing before, so something don't excite me anymore. Because I've had something before and ended up having nothing. So now that I have something, it just don't mean nothing to me. It's all stuff. It's here today, gone tomorrow. You know, so I don't lose any sleep about stuff anymore. I know it can be here today and gone tomorrow. I've experienced it. So I'm not concerned. So what God is doing with us, he's getting us to understand that everything about us that we possess for whatever reason or another, he may want to use it. And if he does, he wants the liberty to use it. Remember, I can teach this in the name. But what I'm teaching is what I do. I've done since 1994. I was so I was so passionate about it that I lost the house mine. I took thousands and put it into the kingdom when I could have put that same thousand into my mortgage. Now, I'm not saying that's something you have to do. I'm just getting your mind focused on what God is doing. In order to be kingdom-minded, you have to understand that everything that you do, your whole purpose is to build up the kingdom. You know, we have candy cooking and donuts along the way, though. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But again, you focus on kingdom mind. I'm just saying from my personal point of view, but then this is me from a personal point of view, and then I'm exposed to y'all's point of view. My personal point of view, I'm like, well, son, man, you're doing too much, man. Sit down somewhere else. I'm tired of being at Home Depot. man. What about this? I don't care, man. I don't care about that. I don't care. Well, this is what I'm going to do. Boy, he's just going overboard. This just don't make no sense. Man, I was just concerned about this little part right here, and that's fine. He has to go just overboard. But ain't that how y'all do it? I did say, ain't. He always do exceedingly abundantly above all you ask or think. So sometimes y'all have to get a king out of the way in order to get somebody else the vision to see what needs to be done. Because the king is like, man, just throw some wax on it and let's go. That's not my lane. Just throw some wax on it, man. Throw some wax, put a paint right there, you know, polish some lights that's already up there, and let's just go, man. Y'all, let me get him out of the way, because see, his passion is somewhere else. Now give me what my passion is. You be like, something's going to take all that. You have to allow people to do what they have the passion and the gift to do. What's that rapper when you say, get out of the way, man? Sometimes they just need to get out of the way. So y'all are like, let me get the preacher out of the way. Let me get this king out of the way, because he's trying to mess up the whole thing. He's simple-minded on this. He just want to throw some paint and fix a crack and be done with it. Y'all was like, that ain't what I want to do. I want to do something to represent what I'm getting ready to do. And everybody that come in will see what I'm getting ready to do. So each one of you has to learn how to get out of the way. I'm just standing back now. Okay, man. Okay, let's go to the store again. Go one more time. Okay. Do you want this? No. Yeah, you do. I'm going to get it. Okay, whatever. All right. But I'm just as proud as he is. Because it represents United Ministries. You should be the same way, each one of you. Okay. Verse 44, I'm getting ready to close now. Verse 44 says, all that believed were together and had all things common. I didn't have the patience to do it, but I agreed. It was some stuff. I'm just telling them myself. It was some stuff I was wanting to keep. Like, no, we going new. Hey, we don't have to do new. I like the way this old unit right here sounds. It's a little loud, but it's doing the job. No, we're going something new. Okay, whatever. Then once they were said, I was like, well, there you go. That's pretty nice, right? Pretty nice. Yeah, I would have painted the whole unit a bit done with it, you know. Get out the way. Get out the way, man. You know, stay unified. Stay in agreement. allow the gifts of allow. Remember when we talk about everyone have a talent. Yeah. I love my lane, man, because when I stay in my lane, allow people to get in there, we can get a whole lot done. But if everybody's trying to run in everybody else's lane and trying to do it, I don't want to say so, and I should at least pick the color of the chairs and all that. Everybody got time for all that. Let me just pick the color of the chairs that he would put on your heart to get them. I just call it. 45, and sold their possessions and good and parted them to all. It don't say all men, but men is not telepathized, but it's implying that. And every man had need. We all have to be willing to do whatever it takes in order to see God glorified. Remember what our father David said. He said, I'm in the house and see that I'm living well. He said, but Yah still, the ark is out there in the tent. We all have to be on one accord. Verse 46 reminds us again, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. They were all united. Look what happens when they become united, and we all lift up Yah, and we all stay in the apostles' doctrine, not my doctrine, not elder doctrine, not some of the other elders that connected to us in one fast or another, not their doctrine, but the apostles' doctrine. Look what takes place when we start to do all these things that we've been discussing for half hour. Praising God, having favor with all the people, and Jehovah added to the church. How daily? Such as should be saved. Yah is ready to do some adding as we continue to operate and function as this united front whereby which we have been called to do. We are a united front, called to be a united front to be illuminated by the Spirit of the Most High so that we can now point those to Yehoshua Mashiach, Christ the King. So Yah said, let me do it now, and I'm going to continue on through it. I'm going to continue doing it until I return. Everything we do now is going to be in excellence. If you can't do it in excellence, get out of the way. Let somebody do it who can do it in excellence. And root them on. Celebrate what Yah is doing. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey when we're here. Each time you now tune in, whatever fashion you do, whether you hear, whether it's through some form of media, anytime you tune in, you will be dealing with a facet of where Yah is bringing us to an excellence. I have a gift. I know my lane is. I'm staying in it. But when it comes to technology, that one was just fine with me. I'm like, what? No, that's too small. I don't have no problem with it. Nowadays, I be like, golly, this is not fast enough. But back in the day, I was like, shoot, man, I used to like to hear that sound. I'm connected. That boss is online. What you mean, Jimmy, something fast out there? Oh. Imagine what we would be if I was out of my lane. As I close, all of you now, Yah is challenging to up to to upgrade their standard of excellence when it comes down to what you've been gifted to do. Everything has to be upgraded to the standard of excellence. We have to all be sitting in the heart. So y'all say, I'm starting this so that I can start it everywhere else. That's what this whole thing is about. I had no idea what I was going to teach on the night when I came in here. Y'all said, this is what you're going to teach on. And it just kind of led me into it. I knew we were going to teach on that, but I didn't know what we were going to be teaching on in that. I like hot messages. That means I didn't get a chance to warm it up and premeditate how I was going to whoop y'all with the sermons, you know, and I'll prop y'all up to give all your money before you left, you know, like most Christians do. I start baking right when you show up. You want fried chicken? Let me drop it right now. That's how he helped me deliver messages. We only cook it when you're on. That's how you do it, dear. All right, any questions, Donna? I'm done. Okay. All right, that's all I have. And let me pray, and then we'll get ready to close here. Father, y'all, we just bless your name on today, and we glorify you for all that you do. And we just ask you to continue to lead and guide us in all truth. Thank you for the work that you've done in this project here, and the hearts that you've touched in order to bring it to pass, and we just praise you for that. We know that it's in the stage for where we're headed as we're beginning the new year to start our project to finish, you know, to finish our 60,000 square foot business assistant center, but at the same time, most importantly, the remnant center. And we will, we praise you for the people of excellence that you will send, and the standard that you have raised us up to, and will continue to do so. We just glorify you for all of it. We're looking very much forward to the finished work of everything that you're blessing us to put our hands to. In the name of Yehoshua, we pray. Amen.